Tom, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very good. A couple items I'd like to talk to you about. First of all, House Bill 4815, which is sponsored by you, has 27 co-sponsors. Talk about Michigan's light bulb bill that got a hearing before the House Energy and Technology Committee.
Sure. Yeah, and it was a good hearing. The bill basically says that if you build or if you make these incandescent light bulbs in Michigan, you can sell them in Michigan. And the Interstate Commerce Clause would not apply. Texas signed this into law recently, and so I kind of saw that and thought that why shouldn't Michigan citizens have that choice also, since they're being banned starting next year. The 100-watt light bulb, incandescent light bulb, is being no longer allowed to be sold. So that's basically it. The hearing went well, and I expect it to come out of committee sometime very soon.
So if these bulbs are manufactured in the state, we can buy them here even though they're outlawed by some laws.
Yeah, that's the idea, is that it does not, the Interstate Commerce Clause, which is the kind of the tool that the feds used for this overreach, would not apply since it's not crossing state lines. And so, we just give our citizens another choice. Some people like the curly Q light bulbs. I brought one into the hearing, but it had to be in a bag because if it broke, we'd have to clear out the room, according to the nine steps that are on the Department of Community Health website and the EPA website. Says you got to clear out the room for 15 minutes and do all kinds of things.
You had also mentioned to me when we were talking yesterday that the Education Committee was going to meet. What's on the agenda?
Well, actually, it's not meeting this morning.
No.
That's why. The Senate is certainly coming up with some bold ideas here recently. A lot of the reforms have come out of the House, but the Senate has kind of taken some leadership. Former state rep, now state senator Pavlo, who chairs the Education Committee, has just dropped a package. And I expect to see, we're continuing to really address, in one sense, a lot of these failing schools. I still find it unconscionable that we just don't give parents a choice if their kids are going to a failing school. But there's some other interesting things on the agenda as well.
All right, Representative Tom McMillan, thanks so much.
You bet, Tony.